Let's hear it for Lee Brinkman here, one of the unsung heroes of the Great American Music Hall. Well, you know, we feel that music should be educational as well. You know, we're not just here to entertain you. We have an educational part of the show, you know, sort of like, what do they call it, you know? Like the, you know, the not, well, it's not a really an infomercial. We have that coming up, too. Yeah, it's a public service kind of thing, you know. And the subject, the topic for this week, it, of course, has to do with music because, you know, that's all we know. We don't presume to start teaching you philosophy or, you know, math. So we're going to have a little seminar right now. Kind of the subject we're dealing with this week is jazz. And I'd like to invite Joe Craven, Professor Emeritus. Joe is quite an authority on jazz, and he would like to share some thoughts with you. Professor.
Get my towel out of your way, sir. Thank you, David. Good evening. It's nice to have you all here. Have you all paid yet? Good. I'd like to tell you a little bit about jazz. It's a music that involves very, very subtle things, and yet it's a very powerful thing to deal with. Are there any questions so far? One of the things that's very important in jazz music, of course, is wardrobe. Sunglasses, very important. You place them over the nose and covers the eyes like so. The next item is attitude. You need to change your attitude to be able to get into jazz. That's one of the buzzwords of the jazz vocabulary, getting into it. One thing you need to do is change the tone of your voice so you do not sound like a geek, like I do right now.
You need to sound like you've been blown a trumpet for about 50 years. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You need to use some words like dig it, cool, bop, daddy, boss. And you need to boss. Here's a boss.
He's
and then you need to start feeling a rhythm kind of thing when you get into jazz. The two things is getting down the groove and then blowing over the groove. You get the rhythm going.